Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 296 main event for the welterweight title, the champion Leon Edwards, Rocky, defending his belt against Colby Covington. This is the last of the five War Rooms. I think we're starting with this one now, aren't we, Jamie? Yeah, so this one will be up first. The other four War Rooms for the other four main fights on the card, so for the other fights on the main card, will all be delivered in the next few days. So make sure you check them all out. Give us a like and a subscribe. We very much appreciate it. There were too many good fights on this card to do one or two. We had to do all of them. And of course, the main event is, well, it's my weight class, welterweight. Leon, I think, has found his groove, and he's looking lethal in the gym as well as obviously in his last couple of performances. But Colby Covington, we know the kind of problems that he can present, the pace that he can keep. It really is quite impressive, his toughness and his ability to maintain the pace that he does. That's partly down to the fact that he's a little bit undersized for this weight class, a little bit undersized. Okay, quick tale of the tape before we go any further. So Leon Edwards, the champion, 21 wins, 3 losses, 1 no contest. Colby Covington, the challenger, 17 wins and 3 losses. Now, amazingly, they've got pretty much exactly the same average fight time by 10 seconds difference. Leon at 16:24 and Colby Covington at 16:34. 3-inch height advantage for Leon, 2-inch reach advantage for Leon. Higher striking output generally for Colby Covington. Lower striking accuracy, but of course you've got to remember a lot of these strikes are in a tied up position where he's holding on to somebody on the ground, where he's taking someone down. A lot of these, you know, he's got a captive audience for those punches. That's why his strike counts higher. For Leon, he's much more of a technician with his striking. You know, 2.8 strikes per minute. It doesn't seem like a lot, but it's the strikes that he lands that are well-placed, well-timed, and well-selected. This is really where, of course, you look at these two fighters in general overview without taking into account the stats. You go, right, well, Leon wins the striking range and Covington wins the grappling range. Covington has a ferocious pace. He's able to constantly chain his takedown attempts together and doesn't get discouraged if the first four or five fail. He'll keep working for it and keep having that smothering pace. He has a lot of attacks where he dips before he punches and then goes into a takedown, or dips with a lead head kick, which he uses a lot in his last fight, to throw people off and keep them on the back foot and be like, keep them reactive. If someone's constantly working forward, constantly moving, constantly throwing punches or level changing, sometimes they don't even have to be particularly effective with any of it. But what they do is they control the pace and the range of the fight, which means that by the time 5 minutes has passed and he's been in on your legs and punched you in the face and then jumped on a single leg and stepped out and hit you a couple of times and then back down onto a takedown and put you on the canvas and hit you a couple of times and then you're scrambling up to your feet and he's running around taking you back. That, over a 5 minute period, not only is it exhausting, but it gives Colby Covington the entire round of control. You know, he's not the one that's taking damage. He's the one that's setting the pace. He's not landing with massive amounts of power, but he is landing a lot more than his opponent because they're being reactive. So this is the danger that Leon potentially is going to face in this fight. It's not necessarily the finishing capability of Colby Covington, because I don't necessarily think that Covington's going to be able to finish Leon. But what he can do is he can eat the clock away, winning the rounds minute at a time. For all the great things that we can say about Leon, the one thing that I feel like he struggled with at times in his career is his ability to take command of the space and put it on his opponents. You know, like you look back at his fight against Cowboy, I feel like he should have been able to get Cowboy out of there. And I feel like if you put Cowboy in the gym with him over five rounds, then Leon probably stops him two or three times. I feel the same thing about the Nate Diaz fight. You know, that was an unnecessarily long fight for Leon. And, you know, there's two ways of looking at this, right? He could have absolutely taken those guys out in a different setting, in my opinion. In a gym setting where The stakes aren't quite as high. I don't think we see nearly as many five-round fights. But what we have seen is his ability to fight over five rounds. We know he can do that. When Colby Covington's fought over five rounds, he's often had to work hard over those 25 minutes, whereas Leon's tended to be in control for the majority of it. So Leon's pacing is... Leon's pacing is different, but that's because of the way that he fights. Covington's pace is the way that it is because that's the way that he has to fight. Like, Covington's not going to be able to play on the outside and technically kickbox with Leon. That just wouldn't be the smart thing to do. While he's taking Leon down, Leon's got great takedown defense, so there's going to be a lot of energy expended for Covington. So he's got to be peppering him with shots in the process, but he's going to have to be in supreme condition, and he's going to have to maintain this pace all the way through. Because as we saw in the first Usman fight, the moments where you give Leon the space to work are the moments where he's the most dangerous. And he can rally in the fifth round, and all credit to his coaches, the team at Renegade, like the words of inspiration that he got in the corner at the end of the fourth round to go out and put Usman away the way that he did. Like, it's difficult to rouse a fighter like that when they've fought for 20 minutes and they're on the back foot and they've most likely lost on all the scorecards, and you know, like, it is now or never, and the now or never moment is 2 seconds, which means that Covington's going to have to work very, very hard to stifle Leon over the 25 minutes. Quick back to the tail of the tape stats. So Covington's output is tremendous. 4 takedowns on average per 15 minutes, but of course we know that can be a lot higher over 25 minutes. He can be putting a lot of takedowns together. Takedown accuracy 45%, so he's almost scoring half the takedowns he attempts. Takedown defense 72%, but again, he's been up against very strong wrestlers. One thing that wouldn't be a surprise to me in this fight is if Leon engages in him with the grappling. I think Leon's wrestling and grappling is underestimated. And I think, you know, you look back to when he fought Brian Barberena, his ability to weave through and bind one of his legs and stay on his back is very similar to what Colby Covington does on the other side. He uses his right leg to do it mostly. Leon uses his left leg. But we could see a battle for the back here. We could see Leon engaging more in his wrestling. And I wouldn't mind seeing that because I think it is an underestimated part of his game. But I also feel like, you know, to counter wrestle, to wrestle back would probably be the best way for him to get space. Like, if he's just defending takedowns, he's allowing Covington to dictate the pace. So he's going to go from defending a double leg to defending a single leg to defending a body lock. And that cycle will continue if Covington has anything to say about it. If, for example, Leon goes, okay, defending a double leg, defending a single leg, Kimura trap, or defending a double leg guillotine attempt to a level change, even if he wants to disengage, he has to be aggressive to take control of those exchanges. I often circle back to Corey Sandhagen as an example of someone that doesn't allow his opponents to make chains of decisions on the fight. He is very good at interrupting that process. And it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if, you know, someone's jumped on a takedown and he'll roll through for an ankle lock that he doesn't even really want. But he'll try it because that brings the ball back into his court. It means now I'm attacking and you've got to defend. Like, same thing that Royval does very well that he was doing against Pantoja in the first round. You know, you're attacking me grappling, I'm going to grapple you back. And now he's working on an ankle lock and Pantoja's having to defend. Like, this is where Leon needs to show us his ability to mix his martial arts, because I've seen it in the gym. I've seen it in other fights in his career. He can't be choosing to just be defensive with Covington. That's an easy trap to fall into. And if he does fall into that trap, then he might just find himself like burning time on the clock while he's dealing with Covington setting the pace, which then puts more pressure as the rounds go on, and he finds himself in the fifth round with his corner team going, it's now or never, you've got to do something. He doesn't want to find himself in that position. A round, yes, maybe working into the second round with Covington being defensive, but there has to come a point where Leon goes, right, If I'm being wrestled, I'm going to wrestle. If I'm being grappled, I'm going to grapple. Because Covington's not going to allow him the space to strike. He's going to have to create that for himself. And that might require him to be more offensive with his grappling skills, which I fully believe that he can do. I didn't do a record breakdown. Let me do a quick record breakdown. So Leon, 21 wins, 7 by knockout, 3 by submission. So he's just less than 50% finishing rate. 11 wins by decision. And as I said, he's got plenty of 5-round fights on there against good fighters. We know that he can fight at a nice, comfortable pace. It's a pace that Covington sets that might be problematic and will definitely be exhausting for anybody. Covington, similar kind of less than 50% stopping power. 17 wins, 4 knockouts, 4 submissions, 9 by decision. Covington, of course, has been stopped and submitted once apiece. Wally Alves guillotined him back in 2015, and then the first Usman fight was a TKO in the 5th round. I think both of these guys are going to struggle to stop one another. I think if anyone's going to be able to get a finish, it's going to be if Leon is able to find space. And it doesn't need to be a lot of space as well. One thing I did put in my notes on one of these pages somewhere in my scribblings is the Gunnar Nelson elbow. Because you've got to think Covington does close distance and he does take shots as he's closing down, and he doesn't necessarily always have his hands up. Sometimes his hands are down at his waist and he's punching and swinging. The moments where Leon can really capitalize is where he gets that single necktie and turns off and lands his elbows. The one against Gunnar Nelson is probably one of the best he landed in his career. But anything where he can turn an elbow or turn a knee is going to be really valuable. Elbows over knees, preferably for takedown defense. But still, there are going to be opportunities for him to land elbows and knees in this fight. So I feel like even if he is able to create some space, it doesn't need to be head kick dead space. It doesn't need to be, you know, out in the open where Covington's really having to close distance. It might just be creating a small amount of space where he can strike with a short range spot, a short range shot. But then, of course, he's got to be thinking at the same time about not just landing shots as he's being pushed back into the fence, but like the Gunnar Nelson one, the little footwork, the little bump that he does out to the side to create himself some space, hits Gunnar with the elbow, and he then falls towards the fence with Leon being out in the open. Of course, Covington's going to come in supremely conditioned. And if he is able to keep the pace up for 25 minutes, then he's going to be a handful for the whole time for Leon. But I do feel like Leon has got all the skills that he needs to beat Covington. And I feel like if he does accept the fact that he might have to wrestle offensively, even if he doesn't really want to wrestle and grapple in this fight, it might be the only way for him to kind of alleviate the pressure that Covington's putting on him. But of course, I'm very much looking forward to this one, and I'm confident and I'm hoping that Leon's going to do it. So we shall see. All right, enjoy the fights. Check out the other 4 war rooms. Give us a like and a subscribe, and I will see you next time.